Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's episode 129 of Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart. She's Helen Bauer. And Hello. Somebody has sent us in Stanley Cup!
Yes!
Helen immediately filters with water and starts to drink it, which I'd love to have done, but I will be taking mine home to deep wash it.
No, I rinsed
you didn't.
It.
I did. You poured the glass of water you had. By the way, this is a podcast about our gorgeous and perfect lives, and then we answer your listener problems, and it's dreamy.
We're young British women.
Thank you for saying
slash
young.
Irish.
Wow, I went to young before I even dealt with my nationality. Whoa, my priorities have changed in the last decade.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
If you're new here, we've wanted to be American and have Stanley Cups our entire adult lives.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 7 and walking down the street and I saw my first Stanley Cup.
I was born wanting a Stanley Cup. I was born with an empty hand. Waiting for my Stanley Cup. I was so excited.
I feel like I'm in a TikTok video and I'm about to go to Benihana.
Yeah. And my feeling is that you haven't cleaned that properly.
I rinsed it. If you get a new cup, it comes clean. It comes clean in a
pack. It doesn't come clean. It comes like touched by who knows?
By machines. This isn't handcrafted, Catherine.
I think it is. And also, you stole the gorgeous green colour, so I've got pink, which I am happy about too. But I think you were meant to have the pink, and that's the Irish one.
I own a lot of pink clothes, and I think if I wear a full pink outfit and a pink Stanley, then like... Yeah. Everyone knows I'm straight. Whereas if it's really green, they might be like, you never know.
No, people know.
Maybe she's bi-curious.
No one thinks you're bi-curious.
I think they might.
No, everything you do is for men.
The amount...
Even though it's so disgusting, it's so confusing. They're all for daddy. They're all for like papa, you know?
I'm seeing my dad this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're doing...
Did you pick a low-cut top? Are you ready?
yeah, I've got my sluttiest outfit ready for my dad's belated 73rd.
See what I mean, though?
It's me.
Like, that just rolled off the tongue. And then rolled off the tongue, and then rolled off the tongue, and then rolled off the tongue. You get it. The point is.
Have I told you this already, what we're doing for him?
No.
We're taking him to see Dune 2 at the IMAX.
I did tell you. I blocked it out because it's so boring. Hey,
it's so desperate. Please love me. Please love me. I like your films too.
Oh God. Have you seen the Kat Cohen bit on Dune?
No.
Oh my God, Helen, you'd love it. As you know, incredible stand-up comedian Kat Cohen has an incredible clip online about how she doesn't like films that are about sand or ropes and how her ideal genre of film is one where women look into the bathroom cabinet and say things like, hello, stranger. And she's so good at comedy.
Women looking into mirrors is the best moment.
It's an excellent genre.
Like whenever you picture like writing your own show or film, Do you always have a moment where you look into a mirror in it?
Absolutely not.
I always include it.
I have scenes where she goes around the house and covers all the mirrors. You know, that's more likely than my character would.
You're a natural comic.
I'm a really funny girl.
I remember like thinking, oh my God, I always like, because you know when you're really drunk on a night out, particularly in your 20s, and like everything feels like a movie, right? And then you'd like be washing your hands after going to the toilet and you'd look up into the mirror and you're like, you don't even recognize yourself, mainly because you're mashed up. But, and you're just sort of like, this is a moment. Did you not have this? I've had this so many times.
I do feel like this is the difference between us, though. I do think you think your life is a film.
It is.
And I worry everyone will forget about me. Like, I'm like, you're like, my life's a film. I'm like, my life's not, it's like but a piece of sand in an endless dune.
Yeah, so like a film that ends up like in...
But in the Dune film, you're Zendaya and I'm a grain of sand.
I like to think mine's on a streaming service. I don't think your film, like, it might not be on a street. Like, maybe you'll be like in a blockbuster
I'm
or
straight
something.
To VHS.
No, oh my God, could you imagine?
Straight to VHS.
No,
Pebble.
I think straight we both VHS. Would be good films. We've had a lot on our lives. We moved to London and we're thriving on the international comedy scene.
I think I'm...
We own Stanley's.
I think I caught your depression.
Oh no, did
I
you
actually?
I think
that you coughed at me so much when you had it that it left your body and went into mine.
Oh no, I'm really sorry if you actually did catch it.
I think I did. I feel sad.
Because you know that mine went.
I know, that's why I think I got it.
Fuck. Yeah. Wait, did you wake up feeling bad? Because I know you still felt sensitive earlier. Do you actually think you've got it?
Yeah, I'm going to start back to therapy on Friday.
That's good. It's good. It's good just to like get in there and just sort of like get some of it out of your system.
I guess
what do you, what do you feel the tired?
He always says so many reasonable things though.
You know, also, you can change therapist to a really unreasonable one.
I know one.
Yeah.
Could I have her number?
She's so unreasonable.
And I assumed her and I was
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you were Not my therapist. She's great.
He's my first male therapist and I stopped going a while ago because I was like, this is a bit too much perspective. And now I'm back in need of some again.
Wait, how much perspective was he giving you?
He's just like, you know, like when I talk about like pressures to be thin, he's like, he just says really reasonable things like, you know, why I think exceptionalism is specifically necessary for me and why I'm so uncomfortable being ordinary.
Because I think you're really harsh on yourself, but you're so accepting of every other body. Like you're not like someone who's critical.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm very critical of my partners, though.
I've never been your partner.
I think I can be. I think I can be really hard to be around because I have such high standards for myself that I'm quite like, I think that when I start to see somebody as like my family, I can be kind of harsh. Oh, thank you for saying that though. That's a relief.
Because I've never felt a critique from you. I mean, like obviously we went through the phase of you thinking that I should be in Pilates with you, but that was more you needing company than anything.
That's just, I don't like to be alone.
I know.
Yeah. I hate being alone at all. I haven't been to Pilates in so long, which also makes me think I'm depressed.
No, it was part of the cult. No, you can do what I do for exercise at the moment.
What?
So swimming's gone.
Already?
Yeah, because I'm about to go swimming in Melbourne all the time. So I'm just sort of like, what's the point in like swimming now, right?
Right, okay.
So, grow with Joe.
I'm so glad we got back to you so fast.
Grow That's with Joe. Oh my God, yeah. You're depressed, but I've got the solution.
Talk to me. No. Let's grow with Joe.
Well, I don't know if it's any good.
Is it gardening? Because I want no part of it.
No, she's like a YouTube exercise channel.
Oh, cool.
And she's so smiley. And she just loves to do like low impact workouts with you and they're so accessible. And I'm saying this as someone who is not.
No, I kind like, of love
I
that.
I don't want to jump around. It's so fun.
Okay. Is she using weights or any equipment?
No equipment.
I knew growth.
And low impact to the point where she's like, your neighbors won't even mind. And I don't even have anyone living below me. Like I'm just on the concrete ground.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah. Because I feel bad for the worms.
Like, well, no, not the worms, but I would say you're not like a quiet gal and you do a lot of running around.
Yeah, and Sunil, I'm like, Sunil, I'm going to go work out now. And I make a massive deal about starting to work out. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, that sounds nice. Grow with Joe, you say.
Grow with, I can send you a link.
But here's, I'd love you to. Here's the thing that I'm struggling with. I'm going to do Zoom therapy because despite having lots of stand-up about it, I do actually find it the best because I find I'm sometimes bad at like going to the place.
I do Zoom therapy, I get it.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I haven't lived with other people whilst in therapy. And the question is, where are you doing it?
I send Sunil out. Have we not talked about this
before? I can't send all three women out the house.
Yeah, that's tricky.
I can't be like, girlies, Sunil, everyone get out of this big house.
Yeah, he either goes or I'm like, if you're going to be in, can you be in your room and stay there? But he says he likes the Tuesday morning like opportunity to like, you've got to get out and get a coffee.
Interesting. The problem is, you see, I already asked them all to like get off the internet and be silent when I do voiceovers. Every other week. Yeah, and I think that's really the max you can push it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the most you can be like.
What time is that?
Like, I had to interrupt Serena watching the Kardashians this morning and I just felt like such a bitch. I had to be like, babe, I need 20 minutes of the internet.
Knowing the logistics of your house, is there any way you could be like, you guys have like downstairs, the kitchen,
may I go up to the
living room, and you go up to like the Britney office.
Un bonnie day. Wee, wee, wee. Okay.
Could that, would you feel like comfortable doing it in their office?
Yeah, if they are okay with that. It's just that if I hear like so much as a breath of somebody else, I'm going to be like, by which I mean nothing, nothing. I feel nothing. I'm fine.
No one can overhear it. And I don't know. I'm not saying anything that's incriminating, but it's like, oh, the idea.
Oh, I am.
That's, oh no, you've committed.
Oh yeah.
Sick.
Pancake wasn't an accident.
Oh my God. Wait, have you actually committed a crime?
Did you just not hear me say that?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh my God, what did you say?
Nothing.
Did you say pancake wasn't an accident? Because if you did, that's really fucked up. Did you say that? Rest in peace, pancake.
Rest in peace,
if you don't know what that is, you're really late to the
podcast.
Pour
one out for pancake. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're really late. You should probably go back a couple of episodes.
A couple.
A lot.
Pancake's been like, dead since January last year.
Oh, my God.
Like, pancakes, I know.
Pancake's cold. Oh, no, that's really sad. Stop sipping like that. Can I tell you about what happened to me today?
Oh, yeah. I had you ever stopped doing that?
Yes, I listened to your depression story. I think it's because I was depressed last month and you provided solutions and I feel like I got shitty with you for providing solutions. So now you're depressed. I don't want to provide solutions.
Yeah,
but I don't want to hear about it because I want to get it fucking back. I don't want to catch it back. That'd be mental.
And empathy's not an option, so let's go.
Oh, come I'm on. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry you. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, what's the plan then? So you're going to do therapy?
Oh, fuck off, I'm fine. I'm well resilient. Go on, tell me.
I'm well resilient. If anything, I love it. It's a home away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do an exercise class and take some vitamin D.
Oh,
do you want some vitamins? I've got some vitamins in my bag. Right, I just went to Boots.
No, I get them from my food. I'm fine.
From oh yeah, food.
I'm fine. That wasn't meant to be passive aggressive, by the way.
I am.
There are vitamins in all foods.
I'm having the best.
Most foods? Some foods.
No, there's not vitamins in all foods. I went to Itsu today though and had something with vitamins in it. Assuming
what
so.
You have?
The chicken teriyaki on rice.
Hell yeah, that's got vitamins in it.
Does it actually? And I had a kombucha, the passion fruit kombucha.
Oh my. Okay, sorry, are you a new woman since last week?
I'm a new woman.
Joe with Grow and you're eating Itsu.
I did that and then I went to, because I was filming
You've
this morning.
You've had my day.
I was filming this morning, went to Itsu afterwards, had a kombucha and a salad-y chicken rice thing. And then went to go print some photos from this camera I've had for ages. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pay for the...
You've had a me day.
I'm going to, yeah.
Helen, wait till you hear what I've done.
Wait, what? Oh my God, nothing? Cry.
I had an... Like, honestly, like, late morning, early afternoon bath, two breakfasts, tried to get something from the post office, couldn't, and went home and had to sit and stare at the wall.
That's the best day.
That's terrible.
Two breakfasts is so fun. Do you not call it breakfast and brunch, or do you just say two breakfasts?
No, can you have breakfast and brunch?
Yeah.
Is it not like
bloody
breakfast
have.
And unch?
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks.
No, because then I feel like you can't have lunch.
You can have la.
I want breakfast, brunch,
There's
still
lunch. La left.
Do you want to hear this?
I feel
this?
Weird.
You sound weird.
Is this a good episode?
No, I can feel your depression.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You should be fucking sorry.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We can't both be depressed.
Come on, let's see your pictures then.
No, they're not good.
They better be tit shots.
I paid £17. They're all unusable.
Oh my God! I have the most incredible story to tell you in the extras.
Wait.
I have to ask a friend if I have permission to tell it.
Andrew, write that down. I want to hear it in the extras. Oh my God. If not, you just tell me.
It's absolutely some of the most insane gossip I've ever heard in my life. These pictures are dog shit.
Well, I wanted, I had a disposable camera.
Every single
I got
one of
last
these is
year.
Black.
I know. There's some of you and Andrew in there. I'm so sure.
This, these are terrible.
And then I was like,
Aaron Chen.
Yeah, that's a nice picture.
That's a lovely
but
picture.
I
Laura.
Went with this disposable camera and I was like, oh, I'm going to get these pictures printed and they're all useless. And I said to the guy, I was like, I will pay for the 1 hour service. And I went and sat in Wetherspoons and had a Diet Coke. But
these
I was,
are terrible.
They're so bad, aren't they? And they sort of like handed them over being like, you've just wasted so much of your money. There's like four that have actually come
wow,
out.
Wow, these are bad.
It's pointless, isn't it?
These are really, this is like, how much money did this cost you?
£17 to get them printed. And I reckon the camera was like £8.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm such a fool. But I think it's because people upload onto Instagram like prints, right?
You and have they, a phone. You could just do the effect.
Go on, Andrew.
Is it like the Brooklyn Beckham photography book? Have you seen this?
What's the Brooklyn Beckham photography book?
Are you trying to be Mae Martin with Polaroids?
Is that what Mae Martin does?
Yeah, they take Polaroids.
That is exactly what I'm trying to do then. I love them.
Gosh.
I love them. Oh my God.
It hasn't worked.
Oh no. I'm sorry. Go on, Andrew. What's Brooklyn Beckham done?
Oh, we know because he like basically tries to be everything because he thinks...
A photographer and a chef.
Yeah.
He's a chef, though. He actually is a chef, isn't he?
Well, yes. I'm a chef in the sense that like I make meals I eat.
Mm. Women can't be chefs. They can be cooks.
Oh,
didn't he
sorry.
Do like a, he did a collaboration with like Food Network or one of the big food Instagrams. He's like, here's my take on beans on toast or something really basic like that.
Stop.
And it was literally like, get the toast, butter the toast, put the beans on the toast. And yeah, it's pretty crazy actually.
But well, he's just the funniest guy ever. Like he's doing that knowing that it's funny, right?
I don't know that he does know.
He has to because his mum is so funny. Victoria Beckham is so funny.
Funny people can have dumb children.
Yeah, that's true.
Dumb children.
Dumb is harsh. That was harsh.
Sorry.
I saw you say
I'm
it.
So
but
sorry.
I will say this. Funny people can have unfunny children and unfunny people can have funny children.
I feel like if you're doing
straight parents can
on...
have gay kids and gay
what?
Kids. Yeah, gay parents can have straight kids.
I could have a gay child.
I could have a straight child.
Oh my God.
I actually don't know
we
what
swap?
I talked to them about.
Agree,
yeah,
we
should do a swap.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
I can't raise. I cannot. I do not have the emotional ability.
A straight
to help.
Kid, I mean.
You can't raise a straight.
100%.
No, you'd be so disrespectful to them. Like your little daughter would come home and be like, this is my boyfriend. You'd be like, no. No,
yeah,
he's fucking not. He's
right,
the worst.
Cool.
I hate him.
Great. Good luck with your accidental pregnancy.
God. Could you? We could not swap. We could swap.
I think we could.
Your red hair, though, would be a bit of a giveaway, don't you think?
And
the size of my kids, like
I'd
raising
quite like
something
the
bigger
size
than
of your
you.
Kid, though. I think that'd be great. It
really?
Would really make me feel safe, I think. Sort of thudding around with my baby.
Thudding?
Yeah,
your baby thudding around.
I'd love that.
For the benefit of the listener, I'm 6'1" and morbidly obese.
No, that's not the point. That's not it. It's that you're so tall and you are so flat-footed. It's nothing to do with your weight and everything to do with the fact that you absolutely, every part of your foot whacks the ground. No, let's be very clear.
I just don't want to wear only orthopedic shoes.
Well,
I think
that you would make less noise
I
if you did.
I was Googling it the other day because I was like, I need to get special trainers because I am so flat footed.
Yeah.
And like, I do have like insoles that I put in, but with these shoes I'm wearing, these are like Adidas. But like, if you put the insole in, then your ankle's like out the shoe. So it's got like no support because you're too high up off the ground.
My love, you need some orthopedic shoes.
Yeah. So then I looked
you
up orthopedic shoes. I looked
wide,
up-
flat feet. And I just think if you're ever going to like
say
surprise
feminine at the
anyone,
end of that. Say it again, but say feminine.
You have
at the
wide,
end of it.
Flat,
large,
large,
feminine
lady feet.
Thank you. Fucking hell.
Do you have to pay for 1.5 manicures? Pedicures, I mean.
That's really nasty.
Wow, I'm being a bitch today.
I'm going to get a pedicure at the weekend.
This always happens, doesn't it? I always come in and say, I feel really shit and sad and soft when I do this. Not always, but when I feel this, I'm like, don't, because you have to be nice to me. And then I'm such a bitch to you.
And if I told you that.
See what I'm saying? Being my partner's the worst. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Don't make yourself feel bad. I kind of like it when you're bitchy.
Okay. I am.
Also, I've got a Stanley Cup now, so I can.
I have
it.
A manicure that's based on the Love is Blind cushions. I feel well.
They're amazing.
Are these a good sign of my wellness? I think so.
Can you just tell me what you asked for when you went in? Because they do look incredible. But you did you just go into a manicurist and go like, hey, I want them designed off the Love is Blind
I
cushions?
I found an American manicurist who'd already done a manicure based on the Love is Blind cushions
awesome.
And said, this, please.
Awesome.
And the lady was like, okay. and asked no further questions.
But they're so good. This is
she
a fancy
manicure.
She did such
a good job. Yeah, she did such a good... Oh my gosh, I found this amazing place in Islington.
Go on.
It's so nice. They make you a Vietnamese coffee.
Is this in Camden Passage?
No.
Okay, I've walked past one where they do like, it's a coffee shop and an
the
elbow.
Place is exquisite. Oh, they're stop. So good at nail art, like stop. Specifically good at nail art. And I'm not going to say on the podcast where they are because that's how good they
You're
are.
You're safeguarding.
And it's not about safeguarding. It's about the fact that they've got two chairs. It's tiny. And if you think that you know what I'm talking about, don't put it on anything. Don't put it on your perverts forum, whatever that's called. What's it called?
Discord.
I want none of that.
I love that Andrew just showed me the patron Discord for the first time, like properly looking on it. And we looked through the rest in peace pancake thread.
There's a thread?
Yeah, and there's just pictures of the animals. And it's so cute, Catherine. There's a tortoise on there.
That's quite sweet. The
threads are very sweet. There's the pet thread. There's a Pokemon Go thread.
Stop.
And then there's a thread for each of you. So like when you were on Mastermind, they put it on the Catherine thread. Like, Catherine's on Mastermind.
That is actually
You guys
really
are
sweet.
Too good to us.
But are they also like, Catherine's being a bitch this week?
No.
Because I think that would be like more true.
But let's get that
but ultimately
one
more hurtful.
Episode 129, hashtag Catherine's being a bitch. Let's get that thread going. Make it,
she
screenshot
is.
It, send it to us.
Catherine's being such a little bitch. Hey, thanks so much to the person who sent in our Stanley Cup because it is the nicest thing that's happened
to
me.
Can I just
today.
Say, I don't think if you're.
It's the best
I think
thing
if
that's happened to me today. I'm going to be hydrated. I'm going to be depressed, but hydrated.
I think if you're depressed, you need to stop by being so harsh on yourself and saying you're being a bitch. Because you're really not being a bitch.
What if I'm just a depressed bitch? What if I'm a
Then that's fine, but then don't say it in a bad bitch. Way. Be like, I'm a depressed bitch.
I'm a depressed bitch.
I'm a depressed bitch. Like, fuck everyone.
Fuck everyone.
God, everyone's a fucking whore. Say that.
Fuck all y'all whores.
You're all pig-shaped dicks fucking coming what? At me. Something like that. Say that. Fucking work on yourself, you fucking little shits.
Work on yourself.
Look at your face, you fucking screwed
I
up cunt.
Work on
Say
myself
that.
And also my face because my skin's breaking out and I don't know what to
okay,
do.
Okay, you are having a full-on breakdown.
Yeah.
Should we...
Helen, you could be a dominatrix. That was... You
that was actually so wicked. You could be such a good dominatrix unless it was...
Do you think? Mm. I'm not very good at tying things. Because it's mainly not work, isn't it? Like, it's a lot of untying and tying.
I think, are you thinking of boats? I think there's another
No.
I know. But I do think you could possibly do a different type
I could do
of...
the shouting, but I don't think I'd want to do any of the manual labor.
There's men online who like just like to be verbally abused or like abused over text and then they just send you money.
Please get in contact.
Yeah, I know, right?
Please
so
get in contact. I just don't want to do any of the like...
And may I also
fluids,
say,
I think.
May I also say, though, that you could do that dominatrix type where you have a little assistant. Not me. But where you have little assistants.
Andrew?
Like Andrew.
What does the assistant do?
The assistant could do the tying up, could do maybe some of the cleanup.
Andrew's not good at knots. Look at all these cables.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Andrew. I do love you so much, but it's not exactly like you're like...
If I may, I wasn't really thinking, Andrew, because I'm not sure that you guys are a... like a... What's the word I'm looking for?
A sexual compatible duo.
Yeah.
Because we are.
I don't know that you're anybody's...
You should see our sexual tension when we sing together.
I hear that, but I don't know that you are a crossover of anybody's specific interests. Like, gay man, Helen Bauer, I feel like that you... You're the straightest woman alive. I think...
A straight woman and a gay man are so close.
I know, but they're not...
So
they're not
close.
Crossing Venn diagrams. They're parallel, you understand?
I feel like we can cross at some moment.
No, I don't think
Pop cultural references, things we like, smells we like.
No, but that's...
Gay men smell like women and vice versa.
But people aren't attracted to you because of which scented candle you would choose. Do you understand?
It's not a scented candle. It's a spritz.
Oh, right.
It's Giorgio Armani, my way.
Right. Well, listen, it's an option. Think about it, obviously. Practice those knots. Get tying.
How much
early.
Do I pay the assistant? Are they on like a payroll with me?
What you want ideally is to find an assistant whose kink it is to assist you. Ooh. And thereby they're paying you to be the assistant.
That's like a really toxic workspace.
Oh, 100%. But you
listen to me, you fat little piece of fucking shit. Work on yourself before you start screaming in my fucking face.
You're loving it.
Yeah.
You're loving it already.
You know who would be great at doing it as my assistant? My sister.
Oh yes, my God, perfect. That's actually perfect.
Go. She's a fucking bitch.
She'd be like a natural born killer for
like,
it. She'd be
she
so
rung
good.
Me earlier and she knew I was filming this morning and she went, good, you haven't got too much makeup on. You always got too much on. And I was like, right, hi, fuck you, hang up. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
That would be perfect. Also, that cackle that she does when she just like laughs at people. Just like straight up laughs at people.
Because you're so fucking ugly. Oh!
Imagine they just get their dicks out and she just laugh and laugh and laugh. It's perfect.
She, I mean, that feels like we can't get dicks out around her and me together. That feels wrong, no? Like sexually as siblings?
I don't know what you do.
I don't know what my line is. For my line, I don't want to be in a sexual situation with a sibling.
But then you're not.
And I've always said that. I want that noted. That's not like a new revelation for me. I've never wanted to be in a sexual.
New line in the sand.
Please do not put me in a sexual situation with a... yeah, never mind.
Is it a sexual one? Or if you're working there, is it a workplace one? You know?
Yeah, true. I'll talk to her. Let me talk to her. She's out of work at the moment.
Why?
She quit the other job. As if you're actually surprised.
It's faster than I expected it to be.
Yeah, she quit the other job. She's in Brighton with my dad at the moment. She's
so
trying
she's
to get...
left Cornwall.
Yeah, she thinks she's supposed to raise bunnies now.
Mm-hmm. It's not a natural pivot from pastry.
It is.
Is it?
It is when she explains it. I can't do it again. But she really, she twisted it in a way that I was like, actually, yeah, we need to get you a bunny farm. Like, fuck, let's have a bunny farm and dad's rental 2-bed flat.
But is that a job?
No, not yet. But you have to envision these things. You know, it's very, I can't say to my sister, oh, you can't run a bunny farm because that's not a proper job.
Because we work.
Because I'm a. She thinks we're clowns. Like.
Well, we are.
I know, but she doesn't say it in the way that we're like. We're like, we're comedians. How cool is that? But she's like, you're pathetic clowns.
Yeah.
You guys.
I really
the,
see that.
Your ego's really big, Helen. That's her favorite one. Should we bring on our guest?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. I'm so
Woo!
Excited.
Me too.
I've just binged her on Instagram. Like
I'm
a little,
so excited.
Like a little cretin.
She's everything you want to be.
She is.
I know, let's do this.
A California
thing.
Girl.
Yes, please. Welcome to the podcast.
Leslie Liao.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes,
to
Australia.
We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Westin 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't that so cute? We're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the
cute.
Ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Can
I'll...
a powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live
yeah.
to Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It like felt that. Really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
bitches,
was like...
Bitches, get your tickets!
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians!
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there!
How are you? Welcome yeah. to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi. You have the sweet demeanor of a woman who's been doing like tourism today. Is that what's happening?
How yeah. did you know? Could you tell?
Because Helen bounded in and was like, oh. I'm so jealous she's been to Buckingham Palace. And I was like, okay.
Jealous as in like you've never been?
Oh, I've been.
Yeah.
I haven't been inside.
But she would go every day. Did you just go inside?
No.
That would be crazy. Okay.
Where, are we allowed to go inside?
No.
I think summer. They're
not starting with Americans.
I'm sure they make you buy a pass or something.
You can buy your way in the summer as a tourist to like see a certain amount of rooms, or you have to do like really good charity work or get like an OBE or be an influencer.
What?
I've seen influencers get in. I've seen it happen. Yeah.
We're influencers. But it's
not in the right way. Like, we're influencers that would then do something shitty and we'd say something shitty about it afterwards.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, yeah, but you would never go in and like mock the palace, right?
Hi, we've not. Oh. I'm Catherine.
She's Irish.
I should have said I'm Irish.
That's pretty clear.
But the problem is I don't want to go in there. I'd really rather not. Yeah. I have no interest in it.
Not at all.
No, you're all right.
See, I want to go in. You'd want to go in, right?
I don't know that I have a desire. I would look at a photo.
Nice.
You know?
Is it just the walking that's the trouble for you? You're just like, I don't want to do the steps.
Honestly, we've been walking a lot this trip.
So it is the walking.
And the steps are great, but it's like once we get home, we like violently pass out.
Whoa.
So I don't think that the beautiful Buckingham Palace is worth the extra steps. I'm sure. Are there photos online?
I'm sure there are.
So then I'm happy to look at photos online.
Wicked. From bed.
From my bed.
I'm
going to
send you so many tonight when you're trying to sleep. I'm just going to be like blowing up your phone with every picture I have of
Buckingham Palace. And when you say we, you mean you and your boyfriend?
Me. I have a real boyfriend.
He's in the studio.
Which you can fact check. There he is.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Isn't it so cool you have a boyfriend? Don't you just love... I've never had a boyfriend.
Really?
Never.
Do you desire for one?
Yeah. Just so I can say to people like... But like desire but on Hinge but refuse to talk to anyone.
Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I do have a brother.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
He has a girlfriend.
I'm sure she's really fun.
God.
And they live in LA. I don't know if you are looking
I'll
for
travel.
Something.
Well, I like Disney.
I don't mind a long distance thing either, even though he and I live a mile apart.
Oh, that's
and he's
close.
He's walked to my place before. It's very sweet.
Gosh,
that's but, so
you
sweet.
Said that like that was a long walk. You really are from LA. No one in London thinks a mile is a long walk. You guys drive too much. May I say that?
We've taken I want to say like 3 Ubers here so far.
Fair play.
I took an Uber this morning.
That's normal, right?
I mean, I was feeling lazy.
I don't think it's normal. They have an incredible public transport system.
We did that too. We went
how many times, Leslie?
Several times. I feel like we did.
Okay,
it's called the Tube.
Slay.
Is it?
Yes.
It certainly can be said.
Have
that
you
way.
Heard of it?
Have I heard of it? I've ridden it. Every line I've ridden.
But I'm happily a tourist, and I'm also happily a girl because I just let Pedro lead the way. Like, I'm such a girl. Like, he does the directions. I close my eyes.
You close your eyes?
I giggle and follow him. Like,
but do you pick the places or do you just go, take me wherever you wish?
I'm just like, take me there, Pedro.
I do think with a man called Pedro, you kind of have to, don't you?
I know,
like, Pedro's not taking your lead.
No, I would never give. If I'm on tour and I'm having to do an hour show every evening, I do not let someone else take the lead on the day.
Oh, really?
Because I feel like sometimes some people, when they're like touring comics, you're doing an hour every night at the moment, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole theater after me.
Yeah.
I figured that. I kind of put it together because I saw your name. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, how's it going?
Oh, well, it's my second week there. So it's now, bedded in. It's nice.
How many shows are you doing there a night? Or
so it's like 6 a week.
Oh my God.
12. It is 12. But I didn't do the Monday, so actually 11 all told. But yes.
So far you've done...
7.
Oh my God.
Are you finding it that stressful?
Yes.
Say more.
Well, I've never done like 6 nights in a row. At the
it's
same theater.
It's a lot.
But it's like, you've probably done like the classic weekend.
We've also done Edinburgh, so we do like 28 days in a row in the same.
Yeah. I did Edinburgh.
That was wicked. You really got so close. You got so close, my guy.
I as well did Edinburgh a year or so ago.
Yeah.
That was torturous.
Yeah.
It's the most amazing time. I wish I went as a consumer.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't go as a performer.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Because I saw not enough shows, doing those shows. And that was just me doing like a 7-minute set a night. And
what? Where were you doing this?
My friends and I, my LA comic friends, they produced their own showcase style show.
Okay.
So we sold the show as like, here's if you want to experience a night of LA comedy, come to this show.
Like, was this in the Gilded Balloon?
Yes.
I got flyered for this. Who's the girl in
what
it?
If I did it? Did I flyer
no,
you?
No, 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 no. There's a young
you
girl remembered. In it. She's super
are
sweet.
You, are you a good
Wally
flyer?
Barum. Wally Barum.
Is that her I'm name? Just,
so there's a she's very short, amazing breasts.
I think this
also
is
very
her.
Funny. Can
yes.
we? Can we? I'm sorry. Can we edit that so I say funny before breasts? Let's just
no.
make breasts be.
Let's go first.
A second.
No, you kidding?
I'm Wally. I'm sorry.
Come on, you know Catherine. Know. Come on, Catherine. Tight cunt. Really funny. And then on Bohart.
Yeah.
Like it's okay.
Is that how they bring you on stage?
Every time. I want to be clear. We have an incredibly queer listenership. They'll prefer your initial version.
It's an honest description.
Yeah.
But she's
amazing. I met her. She flyered me, and
is
we had a really
you know,
nice
is,
chat.
Yes, that's her. And she looks. She's young. Yeah,
yes.
She's shorter. She's so funny.
She's so cute. She's so nice.
Did you attend the show?
No.
Don't blame you at all.
God, no.
Don't blame you at all.
No, no, no.
Because
it's awful because you're trying to see all of your friend shows as well as like the other ones that you like get tickets for like before you go because you're like, I got to see this one. And then it's like anything extra. Yeah. I
also,
always
like,
end up not attending to as well. Just out of panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, let's just be very clear. Top of the list is not the hot LA comics who've blown into town. Let's be honest.
I almost
be
just
honest.
Choked.
Let's
no,
be really honest.
I agree.
Like, I'm sorry.
I want a minging
good...
pig.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I actually just think, I'm sorry. It's the one thing I do have against American comics. I think,
go
like,
on.
What's the need to be so attractive? Mm-hmm. We get it. And also, we're funny. That's our thing. Can't we just be funny instead?
Wait, do you mean attractive, like, good looking?
You're
yeah.
all good looking.
Not the,
what are
not
you guys
men,
talking about?
You're
men,
so
not the men,
fit.
Not the men, not the men, not the men. Not the men. Not the men. Not the men. But, like,
oh, the women are gorgeous.
Come on. Do you to the point where, like, why do you need a personality?
That's what I'm like. I'm like, save the jokes for the duds.
I wanted a personality to get me a Pedro over there.
Yeah, he's super
Do you
hot.
See this hunk
yeah,
over?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah
to Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
to
though
Pedro.
Even though this is a feminist podcast, let's clap for the straight man.
Oh, it's not queer. It's not feminist.
Don't get those confused.
Yeah,
don't get those confused. We can be dumb bitches. As long as we're gay, it's fine.
In general, she's LA comics gay. Are... I'm not gay. I'm disappointingly straight.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
the female comics in America...
If
it's
I was Mary Beth
mental.
Brown, I would be carried from one room to the next for my whole life and never tell a single goddamn joke. The fact that that girl has a work ethic is incredible to me. Like, you don't need to do comedy. You could just be brought places.
But I have no skills. Comedy, you know what I mean?
All right, okay.
I'm not good at math. I'm not good
That's
at like
against type. Good for you. Play against type.
Yeah, like I'm not. I'm everything is against type for me now. I feel like if I think about it out loud, I'm not good at math. I talk a lot.
That's good. Talking
is
nice. Good.
Might as well get paid for it.
I'm good at making coffee.
Can
Hello?
I say that? Can I just
Pedro?
Mention that?
Yeah. Leslie?
Can I just mention that you did,
I made you the coffee.
You did make a coffee.
With stolen oat milk.
However, well, now you said it on.
Yeah, they don't listen. The other people in the offices
okay,
don't listen.
This isn't live, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very watery coffee,
You're
but
welcome.
I, but I do admit that I like it.
Yeah. You loved it. I think you said you loved it.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
I imagine you did. Yeah.
I think she said this is bearable because it's watery. But wait, so hang on. Wait, we have to get to the important stuff, which is that you've come to London to do the Soho shows. How are you finding the Soho shows? Last night was the first one.
Yes. Last night was the
second one.
I love the vibe of London.
Thank you.
But you have you guys done an hour in America?
No.
So
I've done a couple of sets.
So you know the vibe or the deal that in America, if you're doing an hour headlining show, we always have an opener comic. And or a host, even if it's just two comics. So that's
I listened to WTF with Mark Maron when I was a new comic. I know this.
Yeah, so I'm sure you heard all
so
that.
So like a headliner and you'll be at the club for the weekend.
Well, so you get it warmed up for you.
Yes. So
nice.
You're supposed to have like a fluffer or someone, like someone there to like warm up the crowd and get them like... You know, they were just outside walking on the street. Sometimes they like rushed from work to get to the theater. They need a little bit of a transition before they see you who they paid to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't happen at Soho or what I've found.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm just like raw dogging my face.
You are.
Like, walking out on the stage. And also, you know, the voice of God, like the mic
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I'm announcing my own ass on stage, which I never do.
Welcome to London.
So that's normal here, I guess.
Yeah, totally normal.
But I feel like such a loser being like, are you all ready to see this next rising star?
Are you kidding? Like, I love doing that.
Well, I don't know how. I need to learn how to love it.
Okay, so.
I feel like a loser.
Okay, because embrace the loserness of it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so funny introducing yourself. So what I do is that's your entire warm-up. So I go, are you guys ready for a show? And they go, man. I go, I can't hear you. And then they cheer louder and just keep pretending you can't hear them.
Oh, I
I'm
like
a very
that.
Specific
I
comic.
Like
no,
that.
But like, oh, what are you saying?
But the value of a good announcer is everything.
Because yeah.
I have
yeah.
been at clubs around the country where they just have like someone who's very like kind of meek. Like, all right, guys, like a librarian. Like, everyone settle in.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah, yeah.
And then like they don't give you that huge oomph.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
When they're reading the script.
I yeah. am an incredibly self-conscious God micer as well. Uh-huh. And I would say that I don't bring the energy. That yeah. Helen does. And
you
I
let
also
me
speak,
introduce you once.
Yeah, I also... If
I would
in,
love if,
she's
if you
in,
could do
if
it
If she's
for
in
me.
The room, I always have her do it.
Yeah.
100%. She doesn't yeah. even need a mic. But what is it, like a 1,000-seater? You're fine. But the thing I would say is that I therefore make it as short as possible because... I actually just wanted to be. I'm just like, good people of Soho, let's go, and then off I go.
And then they know the drill. They just clap,
yeah.
And then you walk on.
Yeah.
So last night, I'm trying to experiment. Like, I should really be workshopping my actual set, but I'm so focused on mastering the God mic thing. Like, that's the only thing, which is like a useless skill.
It's not. Try and get a laugh off the God mic to walk onto the laugh. So I love that.
I want to do that.
Do
like
that.
That's my goal. So last night, I think I said, you know, is everyone ready to see who you came here to see? And people clapped. And I said, make some noise if you have no idea who the headliner is. And
yes!
you got dragged here by a loved one. And then most people cheered.
That's so weird.
And I go, kind of hurts my feelings. I guess we'll start the show. Here
yes!
she is. You know what I mean? And then I think I admitted over the God mic that we went to Borough Market.
Nice.
Yesterday, love.
Nice.
Accidentally ate two sausage rolls.
Accidentally?
Well,
like slipped.
We meant to order one.
On
we meant to order one. We ordered two. Mm. And then we got a Scottish egg.
Scotch egg.
Scotch
I mean, I'm sorry.
Egg.
What did I say?
Scottish egg.
Scottish.
Which feels like an egg that is desperate
edit that out.
For
edit that out.
No, that's the clip.
Edit that out.
After trying
I don't
to
offend
Edinburgh so many times,
I don't
a Scottish egg.
I don't want to offend the locals.
Oh, no, the Scots are already angry. You don't have to worry about that.
But yeah, that's what I said over the God mic. I like listed things I ate, which
that's
no
so
one
great.
Nothing to cheer about. People were just like, is she just going to list everything she ate today?
I would cheer about all
that's
of that.
Funny.
And then talk to us for 60 minutes. Like,
if you listed Scottish egg, I would laugh and cheer.
I think I said Scottish egg last
yeah.
night.
That's tough, man.
But you would have got a big laugh for that.
I got some kind
English
of...
English people are so judgmental. You would have gotten a guffaw that's like, oh, she doesn't know.
Wait, so are they judgmental?
I think about their own stuff, yeah. I think they're chill with us unless we try to talk about their stuff. And then they're like, oh, I think you're fine.
I know, I did. I made the mistake of like... Who doesn't like make jokes about the like London accent? Like everyone has jokes about
yeah.
it, but I love it.
Wait,
and
what
I,
are the jokes? What are they doing?
I was trying.
No, go on.
No,
go
no,
on.
Just
no,
kidding. No,
no.
Everyone
Leslie,
loves it and respects it.
100%. Like I'm no. backing you 100 way, babe. Like I don't do impressions of California girls. Like,
yes,
whatever.
You do.
I love it in the sun.
Wait, have you guys been to LA?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Disney one day, though.
self-confidence is not high enough yet. I'm waiting.
I mean, you could go. Probably all your perceptions are true.
Yeah.
But LA is huge where you can avoid the people you want to avoid.
Erewhon.
You should just go there just to laugh. It's ridiculous. And I don't shop there. I don't shop at Erewhon.
What is Erewhon? Sorry.
It's a pretentious grocery store
it's
all
like,
over LA.
It's like Waitrose and Whole Foods had a baby with the Harrods Food Hall.
It's
no.
like a $26 smoothie that
Hailey Bieber shops at.
That only has like an ice cube, water, and like a teaspoon of whey protein. Mm-hmm. Like
oh,
it's like.
No. I feel hungry just thinking about that. That makes
I know.
Me sad.
It's great.
This is the other
we
thing
have
I,
to go.
I'd be trying to like liberate women who are just like, I'm just outside. I'd be like, don't you want to eat a sandwich and revolt? And they'd be like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's just not the right place for me. But maybe one day.
One day.
With a lot of SPF. But
yes.
then I met an actress the other day who told me that publicity in the States, so what we would call PR,
yeah.
costs $6,000 a month. Is this true?
Yeah.
And then I was like, my dreams for America are over.
Is that a lot?
Is that a lot? That's an insane amount of money to have
to
pay.
Oh my God, we complain here.
We have to pay $3,000 a year and we like are...
Wait, I've never paid...
Three like US dollars grand or three...
British pounds. Okay, maybe like maybe so 4,000 a year if you're doing like year round. Maybe a bit more.
I've only done the month for Edinburgh.
You could push it to 10 if you like are like super famous. Well, probably
10 is a lot.
But 10 a month. You guys pay a month. No,
a year.
10 grand a year
is the most you could pay. I could fathom here.
Also, like, what do they? I mean, I have them and I love them, but like.
What do they do?
Yeah. edit that out. Actually, what do they do? They edit booked me on this fucking podcast. How dumb am I? I'm like, they don't even fucking do anything.
Leslie,
like,
if it may I say? No, can I say this?
Oh.
Because we saw you were on at Soho Theatre and emailed about you. So
we contacted you.
I forgot. Well, don't let them bill you for this.
Then my statement stands and they will never listen to this episode. What do they do? I don't know.
What do they do?
But I think we don't know what they do, but if it was gone, we'd realize it.
Like the dentist.
Well, actually, no. The dentist is all bullshit.
You know what the dentist does.
What do they do?
Your teeth.
They go in and they just say like, "Yeah, fine, cool. Come in for a checkup next year." And it's like, okay.
English dentists. I can't tell you how little they do. They're like, "Yep, still there."
Oh, really?
Still there.
My friend who lives in Germany, she flew over after having her wisdom teeth removed, and they don't do anesthetic. Like, they don't put you under or anything like that. So you feel in Germany. So she felt the pulling on every single four of her wisdom teeth.
Fuck?
And she's like, they numb it. And I was like, that's so messed up. And I was like, why'd you get all four done at the time? And he went, because the dentist was like, it just makes more sense for us to do it now. So they yanked all four.
That better
out
have been
her.
Like free.
No. I mean, you get like a discount with like the medical insurance there.
That's
insane.
But also, what sort of fucking psychopath goes to a German dentist?
Yeah, no.
I lived in Germany. I never went to the fucking dentist there. I'm not a moron.
Oh, did you do comedy there?
Yeah.
What's the vibe there?
Fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
She speaks German, though.
Oh, yeah, so I did English language comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started there.
Oh, my God.
It's good. Yeah, but you started in LA, so that's so much cooler.
But I don't know that it's cooler.
It's cooler. It's 100% cooler.
What's the vibe for comedy in LA?
There's like cheerleaders like in the audience.
What it's like to start there, like currently.
Mm.
Starting there, it's like, it's obviously like it's competitive. Like, I know that's a stinky word, but it's just like there's so many people there and you feel this like a little
anxiety.
No, it's
competitive in London as well. We go through competition really early.
You know who you're with, and it's not like I'm trying to beat you and win. It's more like, okay, these people are good. I got to stay good.
And you're
like
all sort of growing up for the same things. Like, I know in America, it's more like JFL and sort of like trying to get the spots on the like Tonight shows. But for us, we're like, there's these competitions where agents come and see you, which is how you get like TV work eventually. Yeah. So it's like.
But also, I'm really glad it's competitive. I think it makes you better at comedy.
I agree.
I think the scenes where it's not competitive, you can tell. Sorry to say it, but like.
The Berlin scene's not competitive. I highly recommend it.
So you like starting there because you felt like you had more shows, more stuff to do. Like you were up and up a lot.
I think I was up a lot. There was, and also I had like a big space that was just mine as far as like I was the only young British woman on the scene. It's got a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
But it was like there was one British woman who was older than me. We had a very different sort of style. And then there was a woman from Colombia who lived in New York and another American woman. But like there was no one like I had like the entire space of like young British person. Mm-hmm. And then coming over here to do a gig for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, there's like 200 of me.
Were you nervous at your first gig here?
So
just because it was here,
fucking scared. Because I was like it's just different.
Were you scared on Monday night at Soho?
Yes. Okay. So
how did it go, by the way? Okay. So okay. Don't sigh.
I'm very edit that out. So
American positivity. Edit that out. It was amazing.
I was jet lagged. I'm also very hard on myself. I was a little out of it mentally. It's been over a week since I did the hour.
Mm. Yeah.
Which, you know, an hour is so different from you doing the little sets in here and there. So it's been a while.
And I just had a week between my weeks at Soho, and I found that
It's weird how it leaves your brain.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm on a 3-week break, and I'm starting again next week.
Well, your career's over, so.
I mean, you know what to do. It's like, even though it's your own words and thoughts, you're like, what the fuck do I say for? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I felt rusty, a little jet lagged, and the culture shock of like announcing myself on stage.
The culture shock of announcing
But that seems like a small thing. But if you are hard on yourself and you like passions and like to do things the way that you like to do them, that kind of thing throws me so much. Like if I don't have this, my thing is, if I'm in a different country and I don't have my, I got to JFL and my suitcase was lost.
That's bad.
And I just...
No,
like planned my outfits. I like to wear very specific things on stage. And I just could not get my head around being there. I just couldn't. So I totally get it.
Were you there? Which JFL and what year?
I did New Faces International.
Oh my God, so fun.
So fun. And then it went bankrupt. So I guess they shouldn't have made it international.
I went gone. Last year.
Oh, you killed it.
I literally killed it and killed it. Like me and all the New Faces from last year texted each other. We're like, we broke it.
Oh God.
We're like, we broke it. That's
so funny because Helen thinks it's because she put it on her manifestation board.
I manifested that I was going to get JFL International this year.
Okay, so what you should do.
It's my first time manifesting. And I cannot tell you how much effort I put into the 7 to 8 minute unedited video to send them, because it's like, I've done the showcase here before. Like, I feel like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm in the running. Oh, Catherine, it was sad, wasn't it? I put so much effort into it. I booked into clubs I don't even like to get the video where the crowd are just hot. They know. Just to get this perfect clip. I got the perfect clip. I sent it to my agent and I was like, I can't believe I managed to fit all this stuff together in like one set unedited. And then literally 2 hours later, she was like, it's bankrupt. Never mind.
There's two things. It's like you have a superpower. So you should start to manifest things.
Yes.
Of what things, the opposite of what we want to happen. So manifest that, like,
this is genius.
I'll never win an Oscar or something.
I'm gonna win an Oscar. Yeah.
No.
I'm never gonna win an Oscar.
Yeah. That's
you're what so, close. So you were so close.
So something is happening. You might have a superpower. And second, isn't it nice to know that none of it matters? Like us, everyone, even though we did JFL.
Yeah.
It's like what? It's,
but
it's,
you've done it.
I did it, and so I'm like, so sad about it that it's like maybe done. But it's like, I hope it make, because in LA, we were in the midst of tryouts. So there were showcases the night it was announced that it was done. So the showcases continued.
No, stop it.
And I tried to go to one of them, but I had a show, but I heard it was like wild. Like maybe I'm making it up, but someone like might have taken their shirt off. Everyone's just
that's
like, whatever.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Like the freedom.
I would have loved to have been there for that moment.
I would have taken my shirt off too. Like the freedom of like not caring is so beautiful. So like the showcase.
Feel free not to care on our podcast. Yeah.
But don't you feel like comedy can be better without that like obsessive caring? Like I always wondered if they took out, so like obviously for us, like the Edinburgh Awards are such a big thing. But like there's like every comic, not every comic, but in general, people have this idea of like a stereotype of what an Edinburgh award-winning show would be. And it's sort of like something with a very good emotional crux, something with a really good structure, not necessarily like the jokiest. It can be like they're obviously all so, so funny. But like that stereotype. And then sometimes people like are encouraged to write towards that. To sort of like get a nomination, particularly for new acts, right? Mm. I know I was sort of encouraged to like introduce yourself, like make sure that it's clear who you are, who your persona is, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know if it necessarily makes the best comedy. So if the awards just got cancelled 10 days into the Fringe, would the shows get better? Because like people are so desperate to perform the show so perfectly and clearly when the judges are coming in. Because like... if you've been in it for a while, you sort of know who the judges are.
My worst performances are when I know who's in. As in, like, my big rule with my agent is don't tell me. Like, tell me after. I obviously want to know that people are coming in, but I cannot know. Mm-hmm. If I know there are reviewers in, I'll always fuck it. I get so uptight because I'm such a perfectionist.
Right?
It's like, is it comedy if we're doing it for an award?
Right?
Like a little philosophical question here.
That's why I'm
fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I
like we're doing all this for Pedro right now. Like,
I do everything for Pedro.
No, but
and I want you to keep that.
I made him a coffee.
I want you to keep that. Okay.
No. But I made him a coffee. I made you a coffee. Yeah. Remember that?
I am a strong, independent woman, but I dedicate my life to this man.
To Pedro.
But, and Pedro, I could take you around London and you wouldn't have to make the itinerary because I actually know it like the back of my hand.
Yes. Yeah. Which she kind of knows.
Freckle vein. I can't believe you're still drinking that coffee.
It's really admirable.
Anything free, by the way, I finish fully.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Kindred spirits.
So we disagree
yes.
amongst the three of us that from now onwards, we just don't care and we're just going to do what is funnest for the audience that night.
Isn't that the point of it? You know what I mean?
It is, but we forget like, that.
I know, because yes. last night
but I love praise.
They're, well, I'll praise you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll do it.
I'll sing praise you.
So
That'd be nice.
Last night at the theater, I think there was a reviewer there. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know. Like, I think they came and I was like, I didn't want to overthink it. And I don't think that I did. In the back of my mind, I remembered. But I was like, why does this reviewer have to come to this unfinished hour?
Is it an unfinished hour? You're working it out.
It's not like something that I would want to put out there this moment, you know?
Are you taking it to the Fringe?
No, I don't have plans to go to the Fringe this year.
Good for you. That's why you seem well. Okay, good.
So you guys are going?
No, not me. I just finished a tour. I'm done.
Oh. You know that the mic is still recording even though you're whispering right into the mic.
No, just, really?
Oh, is it?
You know you're the loudest whisper in the world, right?
No, we're both doing Australia, but Catherine's starting a new show and I'm finishing a show and then I've decided I'm going to become something else, I think.
Are you?
She's going to not win an Oscar.
You are never going to win an Oscar. You are never going to win several Oscars.
I think I'm going to voice a Disney princess. I'm just going to focus on that.
Oh, I would love that.
Thank you.
Neither of you exactly has the tenor of a Disney princess, if I may.
We both sound like Disney princesses.
I'm sorry to say, I think you both have kind of got like stepmom energy. And
we're like the sassy
queens.
Stepsisters. Yeah.
Or the like wicked queens. Wicked queens.
I would take that role.
Yeah. I think that's more. You're more, I think, stepsister and you're more queen vibes. It's such a beautiful depth.
Real. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
my
just,
God.
It's just me being a... very sleepy. It's not really sexual. It's just
it
I'm
feels
always
sexual. Okay, so it's funny, said it's not sexual.
It's funny you
should
say that because Helen has this theory and I think it stands up, which is that sleepy girls are sexy girls.
The sleepier the fitter.
Wait, that's me.
Don't you think sleepy
guys like you to be sleepy and that's fucked up.
What's wrong with you,
Pedro? You fucking creep. Oh, look at her. She's so sleepy she can barely stand. She won't remember anything.
I guess
he's fucked
more
up.
He does think I'm cute when I'm sleepy, right?
Gross!
Get it together, Pedro.
Why can't a woman be alert and awake to stand up for
you know what it is? Because if you're sleepy, like you see a sleepy person, like you just want to cuddle them. You're like, oh, you're sleepy. There's something cute about it. It's like,
also, Helen, you can do this, but like her theory is essentially that if you get up and it's like you come into a room and you're like, morning, I'm just going back to bed. That's sexy. But if you come in like Helen does in the morning, which is...
morning!
I don't do that.
I'm an awake person. I'm alert.
Dude,
I think
no.
it puts people off.
I wake up sexy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like I'm sleepy. I'm always like... I don't...
Well, because this guy's making... He's taking charge by making you walk 25,000 steps a day so that he can want to cuddle you.
So many steps.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, my fucking God.
Pedro is more your level. He wakes up like we have a joke that like his morning song... If there was a soundtrack to his morning, it's literally like, I'm walking on sunshine.
Katrina
it's like,
the vibes.
Like right away.
Wow.
Mine is, you know, the Limp Bizkit song, Break Stuff? like that's my morning soundtrack.
Wait, what is that song?
It's hit It. No, just kidding.
That'd be so good if you could hit it, Andrew.
Break
That'd
stuff.
Be wicked.
It's, oh God, it's, how does it start? It's like,
Andrew, can you find it?
It's, it with that guitar riff, like, dun. Yeah!
Yes, I love that.
That
I love
is
that.
Such a good morning song.
So when I wake up, I can only open one eye at a time.
No. You like, because of like, do you have a sty? Peel it apart?
It's just too much pressure to open both at the same time.
Yeah, I really, it's like, I understand that.
Like, let me do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
One
okay,
eye.
I get it when I've got like an infection
eye,
and it's closed over.
Then I take a breath. Then I grab my phone to say like, what day is it? What time is it?
What day is it? Then Who's the president?
Yeah, then take a couple breaths. It takes a lot.
That's
to get
sexy.
It.
Whoa.
You see? You think it's sexy?
It is. I hate that it's true, but I think like a woman who is like, just at ease with herself and just sort of like waking up and like, I'm just exhausted.
That song didn't say at ease to me. It said, this is going to be angry for a while until it gets a coffee.
Yeah, it's a little like muted anger. Yeah, it's more.
But don't
more...
you just like think, I want a coffee and just like jump out and I want a coffee. And then my housemate wakes up and I'm like, I love you so much. Like, I'm in the biggest cuddle.
What well, husband? Sometimes Pedro brings me a coffee.
Pedro.
I know.
Pedro.
Sometimes just
sorry for yelling at you.
I
know. We take it back.
Like he, like, and I also can't speak right away in the morning. So I need at
What does he? He doesn't make you a cocoa right before bed every night, does he?
I don't think that he spikes anything. I haven't noticed. But like,
that's a low bar. The bar for women is low, shall we say that? I don't even think he spikes anything. He's like a good guy.
I assume he doesn't.
Wow,
right?
Like, he's straight women have it hard.
I get a good vibe from him, and that's what matters.
Yeah. And he's so pretty. Now, wait. You're doing your show. The other thing that we do on this podcast is we answer listener problems.
Oh, love.
What kind of advice giver would you say you are?
Aggressively honest.
Okay, so read American. And and who is likely to come to you for advice?
I guess I still get like some single friends about stuff. And then like, you know, just like dating stuff in LA. And I guess...
Were you a big dater before Pedro?
Kind of. Like I had...
Don't listen, Pedro.
I had... And you know... No one matters pre-Pedro, but yeah, I had on and off relationship things, and then unfortunately in LA, I dated a couple of like the classic non-committal Peter Pan type people where they want to date you just enough.
Yeah,
it's like they micro-dose dating.
Yeah,
they just want a teeny hit of intimacy, but not so much that they have to actually give anything to you.
But you've already told people about them, and you've got to find a way to trick them into coming to a family thing. You told your family that they're coming already. Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
And it gets to the point where like I end up telling friends about these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I realize, oh, nothing's going to happen with them. Mm-hmm. And then once you have that epiphany, then I was like, we're not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, a lot of Peter Pan people. And I dated on
Peter
and off
Pan and pre-Pedro, PP. Wow.
I know. Peter Pan's pre-Pedro. Wow. No more.
Did any of them actually
you.
Play Peter Pan at Disney?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, so we are... That's such a specific dream for you.
Also, those Peter Pan twinks are definitely gay.
Yeah. Good for you, Andrew. Peter well Pan said. Somebody had to say it. Come on. Desperately.
Peter Pan's straight. That's not a race straight culture.
Yeah, he's
famously straight. He's super into that child in the 90s.
Even
Wendy.
Though he's called Peter Pan.
Peter, oh my God. Mm.
What is that?
Pansexual.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
The more you know.
Edit that out. He's a straight man. please tell us what our problem is.
I'll give you a choice of three problems, although as I start this, I think you'll probably pick one of them.
Well, let Leslie choose.
Yes, Leslie.
Okay, on or two. Okay.
The three problems are there's a body image problem, there is a career goals problem, or there is a hot girl summer problem.
I like all of them.
Career excites me the least because I used to have a day job and I just can't talk about careers anymore.
I thought you were going to say because I used to have a career, but then Pedro came along.
I know.
I know what your day job was. You were HR at Netflix.
Yeah.
Isn't that really creepy that I know that?
It's not. Like,
is
it's online somewhere.
Cool.
So I'm too tired of talking about that.
Fine.
The other ones sound more spicy.
Mm. Which one do you want to do? Body image or hot girl summer?
Aren't they the same problem?
I was going to say the same.
Let's do body image first and then go into hot girls. Should
Let's
we do,
do
that?
It.
Okay,
cool.
Great.
Let's try that.
All right. In that case, we'll start with this email from H.
Hi H.
H says, hi, Hogs. I've been a diehard fan for a year now. I adore you both so much. You are rays of joy. Thank you, H.
That's nice.
From a really young age, I've been very hyper-conscious of my body and how I look. I've always been slightly on the chubbier side, and since I became conscious of this, I've internalized the belief that my appearance makes me inherently different/unappealing.
So sexy.
I've done so much work to try and unravel this belief, and I'm definitely in a more comfortable place than I used to be. But since entering a long-term relationship, which is incredibly secure, I've noticed how deeply impacted I am actually by this. I just can't fathom that he could actually be wholeheartedly attracted to me, and so much so that my brain has been constantly looking for ways to reaffirm this belief. I'm in a really obsessive thinking pattern, and very untrusting of him, because I genuinely can't see how he's attracted to me. I know you both suffer with some of these issues to a degree, and I'd love to hear any thoughts, advice, solidarity that you could offer. So much love, H.
Number one, thank you for writing in. And also, it's not just us. Everyone suffers with body image. I swear to God, it's not like, everyone.
I don't really know how you could be a person in the world.
Yeah.
Where consumerism exists and so people need to create problems with your body so in order to sell you solutions and be completely unaffected by that. But
they're literally making money off us being insecure. The beauty myth, read it.
I know, I fall for it.
Me too.
Obviously, I fall for it the least. I'm very much. Yeah.
You're incredibly secure in it, which is so cool.
And I know, but I've got big breasts, so like it helps, everything.
It helps.
Like I'm technically morbidly obese, but my tits are so great. It isn't like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like no one's looking any
to be said
further.
For it.
I know that it's fine.
You're so right. You're so right.
Do you want to see them?
I'd love to. Yeah. Pedro, turn around.
He did. Look at that. You want to feel the weight of
38
that?
38 double J.
Get your
hand
God, under
there. You're welcome to feel the weight.
Are you serious?
All natural.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Do you feel kind of gay now?
Well, kind of, because now I feel like I have a medical condition because mine feel nothing like that.
No, I know. The weight of these is insane. I think I've got heavy nipples, I think.
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah. No, that's not the weight of your nipples.
No, it's not.
Like, I'm not a boob doctor, but that's not. Which is that what they're called? I don't know.
Boob doctors. Gynecologist and boob doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Norx, actually, in the UK. Call up Dr. Norx, he's on his way.
That job so bad.
Dr. Nort is 100% a bloke.
I know.
No, I feel like I've got weights in my nipples. That's why they're trying to go south.
No. That's just gravity, babe.
I'm sure your tits are like similar.
Helen's superpower is the ability to tell you what size you are if you want her to, but it would involve consent and touching.
Wait. She can only tell if she feels them.
Yeah.
Well,
but she's
then,
not gay.
Yeah. That would be a trick if she could tell by looking. But if she's like, she has to feel and look and lick them to
I
understand.
I don't lick, not anymore. Not anymore.
Then of course.
I used to,
well,
now I don't.
Well, guess what? I'd like to announce
no
I have
ever
a superpower.
Called that before.
I can tell the size of a man's dick by feeling it. How about that? There's my superpower. So how
do you know what I mean? All I have.
How is that a super? You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's all I have. It's all I have. I didn't go to university. I didn't go to university.
Whoa, this has never been called out before. Wow.
She's so upset.
No, I'm not upset. So pissed off. You pissed me off after I let you into the cave of wonders.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any idea how people want to feel the weight of these?
And so just to circle back to the problem.
We started bragging about our bodies.
Yeah.
Instead of responding to this adorable, sweet person.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
Yes.
So if maybe we could circle back.
So maybe the advice is be delusional about how your positive qualities, like how we are. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, interesting. What, like really amp up the, like invest in your personality? That's your answer.
I'm bummed because I don't know the true way to fix it. It's a bummer because it's how she feels.
Yeah.
I hope her partner is genuinely awesome and supports her. And I hope she doesn't let this paranoia impact the relationship because that would be a bummer if it's going well. I don't know how to fix it. But I hope she knows saying out loud, like, is the easiest answer, it's all in your head. So if you really believe that narrative so easily, like I'm undesirable or I don't like my body, can't you just flip it just as easily and believe the opposite? Like if it's all in your head, can't you just...
I think it's hard to fix it, but I think there are practical steps you can do.
Go on.
I think curating your social media timelines to having some like body positive accounts to follow.
Yeah.
So sort of like ensuring that you're not just following highly edited or what you see as a desirable body or something that you think you should have. So like you can be in that positive space around it. I think... To quote Paulette Bonafonte from the first Legally Blonde film.
Yes, please.
We look at each other's bodies and we get jealous as women. But as Paulette says, like, what she got that you don't have? 3 tits? And That's the only thing you can be jealous of. Three tits. If you don't have three tits.
I will say that you have enough for three tits.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
And we are jealous. And we are jealous.
That genuinely means a lot.
Yeah. And I am jealous.
But I've got a hairy stomach. So it's like...
Whoa.
You know
I'm still learning about her.
Wait, is there even like... I don't even know if I have pores on my stomach.
Okay, I'm a miracle.
What? Do you know what I mean? Doesn't hair come from pores?
Like hair follicles?
Yeah.
You don't have hair.
See how I'm. I have no skills.
You don't have hair in your stomach.
No.
No, me neither. Then I was joking too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, edit that out. So edit that.
Hey, here's what I think.
Fucking Leslie's a bitch.
Edit that out. We're so welcoming. I genuinely don't know how to solve this. I'm 35 and feel exactly the same way. I still perpetually feel shocked that my girlfriend could find me attractive, would find me attractive, or wants to go out with me. But here's the thing. People generally don't commit to a partner, have sex with them, invest in a life with them, and spend all their time with them as like charity or for a laugh. And I don't back my personality enough that it's that. So actually, because I'm such a moody
such
cunt,
a good personality.
Sometimes, like 50% of the time,
a fun
50% of the time, yes,
60%.
I'd say 55 at a push.
Everyone's 50%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think that there is a base level that keeps you going. That is what reminds me is that like there's something that means this woman puts up with my shit, and it must be that she feels like I feel about her body, which is that she fancies me, obviously. And I think also to just keep perpetually trying to find ways to remind your brain that the narrative we're sold about what a perfect body looks like is a fucking lie. And it's so unattainable that the people who theoretically have it don't even have it. We're just not allowed to see that version of them. And keep doing that. Like, inundate yourself with that message. Listen to podcasts about it. Listen to talks about it. Whatever you have to do to try to decode it a little bit, which it sounds like you are doing anyway. And then also, like, have a bit of respect for your partner, I think. Is like the way I think you should think about it, which is like that dude's not a liar and he can make his own choices. And it seems like he's decided you're smoking hot.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Have a bit of respect for that. And I would also say, and I'm telling myself this too, everyone, like most people get laid at some point. You're not attracted, I'm assuming, to the listener, to most people. But they're attractive to somebody.
True
so
that.
We can probably accept that attraction is subjective. So even if you're like, huh, I'm not massively excited by my body, you could be like, well, statistically
someone
and
is.
Specifically, this
many
dude is.
Many people are.
Yeah. Oh, my
many
God.
Many people
Jeez.
Are.
I'm yeah. like, yeah, honestly, try to be a woman on the internet who has said that she's been broken up with. You'll find out like how many people will come out of the woodwork. Even if you're like constantly just posting pictures of like your breakfast and depression, people will be like, that's my girl. Like people are into the weirdest shit. So...
Yeah,
just
breakfast.
Give you
people are mental.
No, but I just be like, I'll be like another porridge, and three men will be like, "Do you? Oh, well, do you want to get wet?"
You know
for
why? Because that's like, a sleepy breakfast.
It is. You're right. Boom. But the point is, have a little respect for that guy and him knowing what he wants, and the fact that he probably isn't dating you as a bit, or for charity. That's what subscriptions are for. So I just think
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I would ask yourself. Like, what's the evidence you have about your body image? Like, what is the evidence you have that you have an undesirable physical? Because the evidence of your boyfriend as a boyfriend is like the opposite. You have someone in your life who's actively attracted to you.
And what evidence do you have that he doesn't find you attractive? Like, you can have evidence that you don't and that it's not and blah, 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 because the brain is a wonderful, horrible bully. But what is he's done nothing to... And I need to remember this as well.
Yeah.
Also, don't like berate yourself if you wake up one day and you don't feel attractive, because no one feels attractive the whole time. Like it comes and goes.
Oh my God.
Like,
every morning when I wake up, I describe to you how I act in the mornings.
Yeah.
Like I can't.
One-eyed Leslie?
That doesn't feel sexy to you?
No, I
Pirate
can't.
Leslie?
One-eyed mute Leslie.
I can't speak for 1 hour. I cannot speak. Like if I need to talk to Pedro, I either text him or I will use hand gestures.
You do one-eyed text?
Yes.
This girl has a boyfriend?
Yes.
You're
and
fine,
a
hey.
One, like an actually
hey, get one. You're mine.
Yeah, baby.
The worst part is before we started the podcast, we were like, okay, we're not mentioning Pedro. This is a podcast for women. And honestly, this podcast is now dedicated to him. It's dedicated to him.
You have to add him in the name of the podcast featuring Pedro.
We must. Maybe he could pick us all up for the end. That'd be nice. The man's like, no, please leave me alone. Leslie, where can people see you?
I am on tour everywhere. I'm here. I don't know when this airs.
Where will you be in 3 weeks?
I will be in like Austin, D.C.
Texas.
Wait, you guys said you're going to Australia?
Yeah.
When?
We're leaving on Sunday for 5 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Are you going to be there?
We're going. I'm going to be there in June, and I'm going to bring Pedro with me to announce me on stage to do the God Mic.
Oh, cute. Oh,
yes. He doesn't know that I'm going to make him do this. But I have to sidebar, because I've never been. Have you guys been?
Oh, we'll send you lots of advice. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Okay. It's gorgeous.
I've never been to Melbourne before, so Catherine's been there.
It's stunning. You're going to have the best time. Okay. And Australian audiences are wild and really up for it, so that's great. They're the opposite of Americans. They don't need to be warmed up. If anything, you're like, yikes, you guys have been drinking since all day. I love that.
I love that energy.
It's great.
So I'll be everywhere. But
Austin, Texas?
Yeah, and I've never done Austin.
Do you do the big hair? Like the bigger the hair, the closer to God?
You don't have to dress.
Wait, what?
Dolly Parton.
Oh. Should I?
The bigger the hair, the closer the
hair. I don't think you have to just to go to Texas.
You have to.
I've never been, but that doesn't seem like a rule they could have.
Get a perm.
Maybe I'll get a perm. I don't know that I'll do that.
Get a perm.
I don't know that I'll do
you
that.
You could get some cute. Come on. Maybe just like go on stage on a horse. That would get them going.
Yeah,
I don't know. It feels like a little bit too on the nose.
It doesn't really feel like you want our advice, Leslie. I don't know how to try and help women and they just fucking push you away. Right, okay. Well, you're not going to love our kangaroo costume tips for Australia, are you? So why are we doing this? Great, okay.
Good eye.
They can see you on tour. Where can they find tickets to the tour?
The website is leslieliao.com.
Great. That's a good one. And yes, how do they find you? Instagram?
Yes, my Instagram handle is... It's my name, but racist. It's Resri Riau.
I was wondering what that was because I was on your Instagram and I was like, why did you put an R in front of it? Is that what you've
done?
It's
me taking the power back.
Okay, it's like you. I love it. It's very funny.
So Resri Riau.
You can't take the power back. Do not edit that out. That's the wrong power. Edit it so that she calls me that the entire episode.
Edit it that way. Edit it so that's how she introduces me, okay?
I know he doesn't have time to do it, so I feel calm. Only because I know he doesn't have time.
Wait, and then what about Twitter, TikTok?
That is so evil.
It's all, I think across the board, it's Resri Riau.
Fantastic.
Say it again.
Resri.
No.
I won't be saying
that. Damn it! We'll obviously tag Leslie in like everything, so you could just follow on that.
And obviously, if you see a gorgeous, sleepy, small Asian woman traipsing behind a very tall, muscular American man, then you'll know that's also Leslie. And she'll be saying things like, where are we going? I'll do whatever you say. And he'll be doing
directions.
I'm
exhausted. Make me a watery coffee.
Yeah. So they can catch you at Buckingham Palace as well, which will be nice.
Yes, we visit the Buckingham Palace. We're invited a lot. You'll see us there. Yeah. Almost every day.
Yeah, eating for Scottish eggs.
A Scotch egg. What did I call it? Scottish eggs.
It is Scotch eggs.
It is Scotch. I called it Scottish.
Yes.
Okay. You got this.
Thank you, Leslie.
You have to be tonight. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Leslie Leon, everybody.
Hello and welcome to the Executive Producers Lounge. Sit back, relax, and let us thank you. Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Stephanie Cavraccia, oh hello newcomer and welcome, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn and Grace O'Reilly. Can we get you anything?
Oh, that was so creepy.
Thank you.
The can we get you anything was creepy at the end, did you not?
I wanted to go for Stepford Wives.
That is 100, Nicole Kidman.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, what should I do the producers list in?
Slumming it.
Like Pumbaa?
I want it to be like Ryanair flight.
Oh, Ryanair. Hello.
No.
Tram County Dingle Doodle.
What?
wait. Isn't there a county called like Dingle or Doodle or something? What's it called?
There's a place called Dingle. Sorry, just checking. What do you think Ryanair is?
An Irish airline.
Yeah, but like, it's not from Dingle.
It's not from, where's it from? Dublin.
Why don't you just do a normal accent, but that's like more like...
They're Irish people that work at Ryanair.
It's more quality. It's based value in Ireland. For money. Think like Iceland.
Icelandic. Yeah.
No, like...
Stacey Solomon.
Thank
Kerry
you.
Katona.
I love Stacey.
Mom's job at producers. Yeah. Okay, breathe.
Stacey. Right, thank you so much. Rachel Page, Helen Knight, Abby Wharf, Luke Bray, Kate, Dean, Dean Michael. I nearly said that wrong. Anthony, Sophie Chiffin, Kerry Smith. Give me a new one. Give me a new one. I've got two more left.
Australian.
G'day, and thank you so much to our wonderful producers from Down Under, / you're probably in the UK. It's Victoria Hutchinson, Becky Fox, Tim Indorm, Roya Finkeldahlia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Charlie A, Kai Sui, Hyla Wolf, Hype Briggs, Jam Rainbird.
Jam Rainbird? Stop, is that actually your name? Please be single. And please contact me.
Helen
Rainbird. Jam, contact me. Sorry, can you give me one more accent?
Texan.
Nice.
Howdy. Howdy, partner.
They're also
close. Y'all want to go to the cattle ranch? Y'all having sweet tea? Okay. I'm going to pray for you. The bigger the hair, the closer to God. Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Okay.
It's Forrest so gonna... weird when you go for you.
For you. For you. I'm going to pray for you.
For you.
I'm going to pray for you. Okay. Welcome
Why
to
is it so wide for you?
Welcome to Texas, and thank you. A big thank you to
Have
Claire.
You ever been?
Owen Jones. No.
You can tell.
No. Going. Claire Owen Jones. Harold Van. No. Come on. Okay. Texas. Texas.
This ain't Texas.
This ain't Texas. I know. Hold on. Okay. Oh, okay. Claire Owen Jones. No, Claire Owen Jones. Harold Van Dyke. David Walker. Jess Nick. What? Rachel R. Neil Redmond. Sarah Molly. Tina Lindsay. Graham Marsh. Lear Overend. Liz Fort. Chloe. Emily G. And Aussie Steph. Was that bad?
It sounded like the narration for like an American murder mystery podcast.
I thought it was like one of those sleep time, you know, the ones where they're like, you're going to go to sleep.
Wow. I was thinking about a big Texas man on a cattle ranch.
Make it stop. Hey guys, thanks for supporting the podcast. That we really appreciate you and we need you. We need you because Helen's alienating, if I may, with that kind of thing.
This ain't Texas.
Nope. And that ain't the song. Not even close to the freaking tune.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.